Psalm 122. Psalm 122. I want to read just one verse. Verse number one. Very familiar passage. Most of us could say this verse by heart. The psalmist said, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." I want to preach for a few minutes this morning on the house of the Lord. The house of the Lord. If you'll notice in your Bibles right under chapter where it says Psalm 122, everybody in here, your Bible says what? Song of Degrees. From chapter 120 to chapter 134, each of these psalms are called songs of degrees or songs of ascent. They were songs that would be sung by the people as they traveled to the temple, as they were going to Jerusalem, as they were going to the house of God. Now, not every psalm seems to be joyful. In chapter 120, we find that they are singing in distress. And there's other times they are singing with a heavy heart, but they are nonetheless singing. Not every time that you and I sing is our heart completely free of any burden, but yet we sing as God's people. These songs of ascent, these songs of degree, they would be sung as they went to Jerusalem, and they essentially acted as a collection or a songbook for them to sing from as they went to the festivals there in Jerusalem. They were going to the Feast of the Tabernacle. They were going to the Feast of the Passover. They were going to the Feast of the Booths. And as they traveled, they sang and would sing these psalms. And I could not help but, as I read this, be captured by the very first part of the song in Psalm 122. "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord." I want to look first of all this morning at the cheerful anticipation. How many of you got up this morning and said, "I cannot wait to get down to the house of God"? Cheerful anticipation. That the word glad literally means cheerful, animated joy. Is it obvious to people around you that you're excited about coming to this place? Or do you get out the iron and say, "My goodness, I don't even have any pants ironed. Kids' clothes ain't even ready. I don't know what in the world. Oh, I mean, we got to go. They're going to think we're half backslid." Why are you here this morning? Why did you come to the house of God? Now, I know, I understand, not every time the sun comes up that every one of us feel like jumping for joy. I know that. I understand we're in the flesh and we live in the flesh and we battle the things of the flesh. But the psalmist is saying right in the middle of trouble all around us, there is a cheerful anticipation for getting down to the house of God. Now, there is such a thing as anticipation that is not cheerful. When I was growing up, I had asthma and I had allergies so bad that once in a while in the middle of the night, I wouldn't be able to get a breath. Mom and Daddy would have to throw me in the car. Well, they didn't throw me in the car, but they would take me to the car and we'd go to the hospital and I'd get a shot for my asthma so I'd be able to breathe without struggling. Got on up and I fought allergies really bad, and from the time I was in about the third grade all the way through high school, had to have two shots a week. And there was anticipation for going to the doctor every week, but it was not cheerful anticipation. I didn't say, "Mom, what day is it that I get to go get those shots?" No, I didn't like that. I remember when they told me I was going to have my wisdom teeth taken out. I anticipated that date on the calendar, but it was not with joy in my heart. He said it wouldn't be too bad, but I've found out they don't always know what too bad is when they're the one holding the knife and you're the one on the other side of it. And so we anticipate things in this life, but it's not always cheerful anticipation. Once in a while, Lori will say, we need to go to the grocery store. We need to go to Walmart. And I think, oh my goodness. I don't care anything about going down to Walmart. You'll see me there sometimes, but I was not cheerfully anticipating going down there. But I thank God that every week, I'll just be honest with you, as soon as Sunday night's over and we go to the house, the Lord begins already working in my heart for the next time we get here. On Saturday, when I get up in the morning, and especially it seems like after lunchtime, the Lord just begins doing some things in my heart that He don't do about any other place. And it did not just start when I came up here in June of 2016. It's been going on for a long, long time. Ever since God birthed me into the family of God, there is something about the house of God. There is cheerful anticipation. I'm not saying that there were not times that there's a fleshly pull to you and there's a worldly pull to you, but thank God if you are one of God's children, there is a cheerful anticipation about getting down to the house of God. I've heard some people say you shouldn't show up to church to see people and all that kind of stuff, but I beg to differ. If God has planted you in a local assembly, and He has given you a group of people to go through this life with that He calls the local church, there should be something about you that can't wait to get to the house of God just to see brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so and the families that make up this local assembly. I believe that with all my heart. I thank God for those times we run into one another out town. I was getting diesel fuel for my tractor the other day, ran into Bear and Barbara up at the store. That's a cheerful thing. Why? Because that's part of the church. And if there's not something in you that is cheerfully anticipating, get down to this place, it might be a good idea to check up and see if you really are birthed from the same womb. Because what this is, it's a local body. A people that have been fitly framed together by the Lord Jesus Christ, and He brings us to this place. It's a cheerful anticipation about going down to the house of God. He said, I was glad. He didn't say I was glad when I thought about it. He said, I was glad when they said unto me. What does that mean? That means he wasn't walking alone. He ran into some other people and they said, hey, let's go to the house of the Lord. I wonder, are there anybody that even works around you that would say, man, they must go to a pretty good church? Because they say, you ought to come over here with us one Sunday and see what God's doing. Is there anything about you that is catching that somebody would want to go see what you're a part of because of the cheerful anticipation that makes up your soul about going down to the house of God? Cheerful anticipation. He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of the Lord. Cheerful anticipation. But then I want you to notice the chosen appropriation. Why the house of the Lord? Why? Why should we be glad about coming to this place? I thank God for the people. I thank God for the families. I thank God for the individuals. I appreciate each and every one of you. But the reality is, the reason we come here is not just because of one another, but it's because of the chosen appropriation of this place. It is the house of the Lord. What in the world does that mean? It means this is God's house. It's not your church. It's not my church. It's not made up by, it's not like this world how it's governed. It is governed and owned by the King of all glory. It is the house of God. And the appropriation has been chosen by Him before there ever was a world. He knew that He was coming, and He was coming to die for the church. And He set aside a church for you and I to walk through this world with on our way home. That's why the psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the place that belongs to God. This is the only place that has been set aside for God to do eternal business between here and glory. It's chosen appropriation, the house of God. In Isaiah, we see that there was not, when we come to the house of God, what has God chosen to take place here? In 2 Chronicles chapter number 5, we see it repeated time and time again. There is petition made at the house of God. There's prayer that goes on down at the house of God. There is preaching that goes on down at the house of God. But thank God, the presence of God is at the house of God. It's all through 2 Chronicles. It's all through the Old Testament. It's all through the New Testament. In Isaiah chapter number 6, Isaiah said in the temple, he saw God. He was high and lifted up. And he said his train filled the temple. In the book of 2 Chronicles, we see as they go to minister, it said they couldn't even minister by reason of the cloud. What was that cloud? It was the presence of God. Thank God, the chosen appropriation for the house of God. This is where God is chosen to meet with His people. Thank God for every last one, every last member that makes up this local body. I'm going to tell you what, the reason that I love to come down here is not just to see each one of you who God has put in our hearts so dearly, but I thank God that this is the appropriated place that God has chosen to meet with His people down throughout the ages. And Isaiah saw the Lord. Thank God that down through history, every one of God's men has come to the house of God to see God meet with His people. The Old Testament, the Ark of the Covenant, was set aside as a type of the presence of God with His people. But I want you to just pause for just a moment and in your mind think about when God first spoke to your heart. It may have been down at your house, but I remember the first time I ever remember experiencing the presence of God, it was right in the middle of church. While the man of God was preaching, while people were singing, while people were testifying, God has chosen and appropriated the house of God to do His work in this world. Don't you thank God for the house of the Lord? Cheerful anticipation. Do you get excited about going down to the house of God? Chosen appropriation. This is where God chooses to meet with you and I who are His people. And I know it don't happen every Sunday morning. It don't happen every Sunday night. It don't happen every Wednesday night. But I thank God for those times that God the Holy Ghost comes by this place and He seems to just put His stamp and His hand on us in a special way, and He manifests His presence in this place. And I'm going to tell you what, I thank God for the chosen appropriation that God has said, I will meet with you down at the house of the Lord. I'm glad that He meets with me in my prayer place down at the house. I'm glad that once in a while I'll be driving down the road and God will come in the car with me. I'm glad that when our family's gathered around and we pray, once in a while He comes in. But I thank God that He has chosen the house of God to meet with His people. And I believe with all my heart, if you're one of God's people, you will have a cheerful anticipation of getting down to the house of God. I've run into some people that I don't even know, and they'll say, I work with so-and-so that goes to your church. And I'm thinking about coming down there because they've been telling me how good the Lord's been meeting with you. You know what that tells me? That individual they called out has a cheerful anticipation about getting down to the house of God. Is there anybody that would long to step foot in this place because they see a joy on your house, on your life, because of what God is doing in this place? Cheerful anticipation. chosen appropriation. This is where God chooses to meet with His people. But then I want you to notice lastly, changing activities at the house of God. Thank God that down through the ages, God's methods, His means, His men, it has not changed. God has chosen throughout the ages to meet with His people at the house of God. He still chooses for us to pray in the house of God. That has not changed. He still chooses for us to praise Him at the house of God. That has not changed. He still chooses preaching. He said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that would believe. He still chooses for us to sing. He still chooses for us to worship at the house of God. Well, what in the world are you talking about changing activities at the house of God? I want to just name a couple of them for the sake of time. Changing activities at the house of God. Sinners are converted here. Sinners are converted. Changing. I'm talking about life-changing events take place at the house of God. Sinners are converted here at the house of God. I know God can save you wherever He chooses to save you, but I believe with all of my heart He will use things that go on around the house of God to prick individual hearts and convert sinners at the house of God. Changing activities take place. The house of God has changing activity. It takes people who are lost, people who are in sin, people who know nothing about God, and all of a sudden gives them a desire to want to be saved. Thank God sinners are converted down at the house of God. If you're here this morning, thank God a good place to get saved is in the house of God, because it's where Christ has chosen to do eternal work in this world. Aren't you thankful for that reality? Sinners are converted here. But then I want you to notice, storms are calmed here. In that last verse of that chapter, it just simply says, because of the house of the Lord. There are many things in your life right now taking place because of the house of the Lord. Sinners are converted here. Storms are calmed here. I wrote down so many examples in Scripture, but for the sake of time, we're not going to be able to look at each of those. But how many times they brought people to Christ in the house of God. In John chapter 8, they bring a woman that they thought for all intents and purposes, Christ would probably just throw her out and say He was done with her, but you know what? They made the mistake of bringing her to the house of God. I guess they thought that He would turn her out, but when they brought her to the house of God, He said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. Sinners are converted in the house of God. Storms are calmed in the house of God. How many times have I been bearing a burden in my own life, and knew if I could just get down to the house of God, yeah, it was going to be all right. Amen. I remember on September 11th, when all that first happened, all of a sudden, when your world just turned upside, you don't know what in the world is going to take place. I'll never forget walking to the house of God that day, Preacher Wade saying, turning your Bibles over in Psalms, and he preached on, He is our high tower, who will never be toppled, who will never be destroyed. I remember when Brother Charles Robbins, I was just talking about a moment ago, I remember I was 16 years old. He was on his tractor in his backyard. It flipped over on him and killed him. I'm talking about a godly man there in the church. And I'm talking about a weight, a burden, a pain that automatically just comes on your life when something like that happens. But I knew, if we could just get down to the house of God, it was going to be all right. I remember when my younger brother found out he had cancer. I can remember weeping down at the house. I can remember wondering how everything was going to play out in the months, the weeks, and years even that we're ahead. And I thank God for the reality, if we could just get down to the house of God, it's going to be all right. I remember Preacher Wade having him come bowing the altar, having the church come gather around him and pray. I'm going to tell you what, I left there that day, not still unclear from a physical perspective, still not knowing, with not one answer greater than we had when we came in the door, but all of a sudden everything was all right. Still having no idea what the outcome was going to be, but everything was all right. Why? Because storms are calmed down at the house of God. You may be in here this morning, your world is upside down, the waves are tossing over your boat, you don't even know which way's up, you don't know what to do. Thank God, storms can be calmed in your life at the house of God. I thank God this morning for the house of the Lord. I'm glad that God has put within me a cheerful anticipation about getting down here. I'm glad that He's done it because of all of you, but I'm glad that He's done it because of Him and because of His presence. When He walks into a service, 1,000 problems are solved all at one time. Sinners can be converted here. Storms can be calmed here. If you're here this morning, you need changing activity in your life. I'm thankful you're in a good place this morning for that to occur. Let's all stand all over the building.